WSMB 1350. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. It's great to be here with you talking about eating and drinking and restaurants and cooking. Our number is 260.
Every Monday through Friday, people in New Orleans can tune in and call in to radio station WSMB for 3 hours of talk about food with host Tom Fitzmaurice.
Well, nice hearing from you. Thank you for calling us.
Alrighty,
see ya. It's the food show on Thursday.
On his website, Tom Fitzmaurice keeps tabs on local eateries that have reopened. His slogan is bringing back New Orleans one restaurant at a time. He says the idea came about during the darkest time for the city, just days after the hurricane when he, along with thousands of others, had to evacuate.
And I got an email from one of my readers of my newsletter, my daily internet newsletter. And he asked the question, he says, can you give me a list of restaurants that are open now? And I thought, what kind of idiot is this? The city is in chaos. The entire area is officially evacuated. You're not even supposed to be here. And he's asking about restaurants? Well, then I got several more in the next couple of days, same question.
Then a number of restaurants contacted him to let him know that they were open.
And I said, well, let me make the list. And wound up with 21 restaurants. And this was still when most of the city was officially closed. And so I just kept this list going, and I have continued to revise it every day. And you know, as of today, we have 440 places, and they keep coming at the rate lately of about 3, 4, 5 restaurants per day.
Area chefs and restaurant owners are frequent guests on the food show. Sometimes they even bring their own gumbo to share with anyone who stops by. But the food show is not confined to the upscale culinary stars of the city. Listeners often share information about their favorite local bars, cafes, and neighborhood stores that make sandwiches like the Po' Boy, which use French bread and are often made with shrimp or oysters.
That's really, I think, one of the strengths of New Orleans, is that everybody here is an eater. Everybody here, it's a big, big deal. So we can get away with a show like this, you know?
Tom Fitzmaurice has been getting away with his call-in radio show about restaurants, cooking, and all things food-related for more than 17 years. Something that he says could only happen in New Orleans.
There's shows like this in other cities, but they only do them like once a week, and usually for an hour or so. How we have been able to get away with doing it 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, in drive time yet, for 17 years, well, heck, I'm glad of it, you know?
Fitzmaurice says his show draws on food traditions here in New Orleans that date back centuries.
We have our own culinary style. This is, I think, the only place in America that has an indigenous style of cooking that is as old as the one they were identifying Creole cooking 150 years ago as a full-fledged cuisine that had a way of treating just about everything you could think of.
Tom Fitzmaurice says around a third of the city's pre-Katrina eateries are now open again, but he assures potential visitors that good food is easy to find.
They're coming to town and they want to spend some time here. They say, are the restaurants open? Is there any place for me to eat? And, you know, well, the answer is yes. I mean, anybody who comes here, you're not going to be even slightly lacking in places to go.
And visitors are welcome to offer their opinions on dining experiences in New Orleans by calling in to the food show.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, New Orleans.
Speaking of,
you see a crab around here?
I'm just looking off.
You know what makes me proud is that.